It's Christian Global Radio, JJNR, Roy here, and for the last many, many years, we've been talking about a number of things on this radio show, and recently somebody sent to me a YouTube video that talked about how Jesus, that name wasn't used until about, and the pastor will correct me if I'm wrong, about 1,000 years after Christ walked the earth. And I got this, and I said, hey, I'm no expert on this, and I thought I'd turn to Pastor Lunkins. He's on the line with us. Pastor Lunkins, how are you? Can you shed some light on that question? And first off, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed. Crazy times that we're in, but guess what? I'm still blessed. Yeah, just and we can go into this in depth, and I can come back on if you like. My education is actually in Hebraic studies, so my education goes back to the Congo, where all civilization started, including languages. And if we're going to talk about Hebrew, we got to go back to what is wrongly called Paleo Hebrew, because it's Paleo Bantu Hebrew, also known as Canaanite, the Canaanite language. So starting there, I'm going to give you two quick answers. One, on Yahweh, the name of Yahweh, Yod Heh Vav Heh, as we know it in biblical Hebrew, not modern Hebrew. There is a difference there. And the Yod Heh Vav Heh in Paleo Hebrew, his original name, Yahweh the Father, is Yakongo. Yakongo.
Praise God.
He says, my people are called by my name, Yakongo. We are the people of the Congo. The land is the Congo. And our ancestral worship was Bukoko, that was later called Judaism. By the way, the majority of the Bible takes place in the Congo, by the way, without a doubt. Let's straight that out first. Yesaya was his name called by our Congo, and I'm from African descent. I'm an African American from Bantu descent. And there's about 600 tribes there in Bantu. So the Bible is a Bantu people. And Yesaya was even one of his earlier names, later called Yeshua. There are no J's in Hebrew. There are no J's in Hebrew. So, you know, and that's how the name came about. Now, when the Europeans got a hold of this African book, they changed a lot of things in there. You could pronounce Yeshua. I can pronounce Yeshua, and you know, and I was saved under the name of Jesus. It points to the man who it is. But when we know better, we do better, and you know, and start that journey down the path that the Father wants us to do. And that's to gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in all things. But yes, for years there was no J. For over 100 years after the resurrection of the Messiah, when the Greeks came in and the Gentiles did not become a part of us, because the ecclesia refers to Israel. It does not refer to church. Again, that's something else that came out of Rome. The ecclesia, the Gentiles had to come in and be a part of us. That is the body of Messiah, the 12 tribes of the 12 kingdoms. Now, it was over 100 years before Gentiles actually started leading congregations, if you will, in the European areas. So even when you're reading the Brit Hadashah or the New Testament, those we were wrongly taught that, and in Christianity, Christian theology, that these are all Gentile churches. Far from the truth. They were all led by Hebrews mixed with Gentiles. Yahweh never sent a Hebrew. The book is ours, Deuteronomy 29, if ours and for our children forever. We were the light to the Gentiles. So a lot of confusion is still going on today with understanding who the people are, what the scripture says, what are we talking about? Do we understand culture? Do we understand context of scripture? All of these must come be important. Now, and why is all this important? You have to understand Hebraically, linguistically, historically, theologically, anthropologically, when teaching scripture. And I guarantee you, everyone raised in Christianity, and very few have had pastors, leaders, and shepherds that teach that way. this is why it's so much confusion. And now in this age of information, as prophesied by our brother Daniel, our ancestor Daniel, it's so much confusion, even more confusion now.
I've been trying, Pastor, to teach myself to shut up and listen. When there's a nugget coming, I want to hear it. And then I wanted to hear a little bit about your church, Yahweh. Tell me more about that.
Yes, Yahweh House of Prayer for All Nations. Now, my road to the pulpit was not a direct road. Okay, and I'm going to say this. I went to heaven. I had two of my angels come and get me when I was 5 years old. So I know the spiritual realm to be is more real than the natural realm. We're living the dream. When we cross over to an eternity at our resurrection, then we'll get into the real reality. And I ran from the Lord. I ran from the Most High my entire life. Became a professional athlete. Got into trouble. Lived that life. Finally surrendered. And and the scripture says, he said, my house, not First Baptist, not Second Baptist, not Mr. Lutheran. He said, my house shall be called Yahweh's house of prayer. But he didn't stop there. He said, for all nations. Now, this was before, you know, the Israelites went into worldwide slavery in 1492, in the 1400s, the 15th century, as prophesied in Deuteronomy 28, as prophesied in Genesis 15, and prophesied the Messiah himself in Luke, the 21st chapter, when went into this worldwide captivity. It is when the time period we are in right now with the awakening of Israel, globally, the true Israelites, and everyone can see what's going on in the world if we're really mature and honest here. With the true Israelites here, we have to return back to the voice, return back to the commandments of Yah. And as the scripture says in Jeremiah and elsewhere, then the Gentiles will say, hey, we've learned a bunch of lies from our ancestors. We know that God is with you. So this is a very pivotal point in biblical history that we are living in right now. So it is called Yahweh's House of Prayer for all nations. The Gentiles must be grafted in among and with us. Salvation is of the Hebrews.
And I can't wait to catch up with an old friend of mine named Dr. Susie Jones, who has the Yahweh House of Prayer in Los Angeles. I was trying to reach out to her after maybe 15 years. We hosted a show together many years ago, and she's been following my program for a number of years. But I saw you when browsing online for her, and I said, I guess I'm going to be learning something from Dr. Lunkins today, from Pastor Lunkins. So can I ask you another question before you go? I won't hold you long. I wanted to know, when you hear the term man up, let's elevate, that is, let's elevate in Christ, man up, let's elevate, give you a second to chew on that. What comes to mind? Man up, let's elevate.
Well, I was raised by a Marine, so... Well, you know, when I hear the term man up in anything and all things, and I'm talking to any brothers under the sound of my voice, men, I like for men to be men. I don't care if you're teaching the word of God. I don't care if it's business. You don't pull punches. The problem is today we have too many, and this is Ken Lunkin's talk here, too many limp-wristed feminine men that are claiming to be men won't even speak the truth of the word of Yah. You know, I've had to leave seminaries, because people don't want to man up and speak the truth. You know, we have professors who are not teaching the truth. They're not manning up. You know, they're not manning up. We don't have people that are willing to man up. You know, we always quote the scripture that we overcame by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, but people stop there and don't finish the rest of the scripture. They love not their lives unto death. If you're not willing to lay down your life for anything, then stop talking and let somebody stand up who's going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, even if it kills you and everything in life. That's what a man is supposed to do. Man up.
I love that indeed. And then I told you I wouldn't hold you long. I'm going to wrap up with you, but would you leave me with some...
I'm stuck in traffic for the next 20 minutes, my brother. I made it to the gym for a workout, so I'm fine.
Well, I was going to ask you to leave me some final thoughts, so I will pivot on that question a little and give that a little bit later, but then let me ask you now. The last sermon you preached, can you give me a highlight?
Well, right now I've been preaching on spiritual warfare, Israel's war, again, and when I speak of Israel's war, I'm talking about the 12 kingdoms that came out of the Congo. I'm talking about those that came, the two people that were shipped into worldwide slavery as prophesied, that wound up in Brazil, that was kicked out of Portugal and Spain in the Inquisition, that were beaten and set on fire and murdered to become Christians, to become Catholics, after the Pope Nicholas VI, with the doctrine of discovery and the papal bulls, put us in perpetual slavery, as the scriptures say what would happen. We are in a spiritual war, and many of us are asleep at the wheel. Many of us are just, this is not the time for church as usual. So I've been doing a teaching on spiritual warfare, understanding it. And I don't teach the hype. I teach Bible. It's something that I'm trained in. I don't teach for likes. I have a small fellowship, because the Bible tells me not to be master of many, because I'm responsible for souls, those that I teach. So I've been teaching on, and this is for Israelites who do not have sin in their lives, because you cannot go into spiritual warfare with sin in your life. And I do believe in living a sinless life with the help of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. So I've been doing a teaching on warfare. It's about a 14-week teaching on this series. I teach in series.
What do you have, if anything, for people who are just coming out of an illness, perhaps, that God has brought them through?
If the best thing to do, if the Lord has healed me, if anyone is coming out of sickness right now, or if anyone is in sickness right now, there is a man that sits on high and looks down low, and it's only a miracle to people that's only seen it for the first time. He's never stopped healing. I'm talking about emotionally. I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about financially. We serve a pure God, Yahweh, Yakongo, who wants his people healed. He wants his people saved. He wants his people delivered and set free. And if you're coming out of a sickness, or even if you are a sickness, if you're under the sound of my voice, I declare that you are healed right now in the name of Yeshua. The Bible says he came in all, healing all matters of disease and sickness. And I'm here to tell you, he hasn't stopped. I've prayed for brothers who've been healed of HIV. I've prayed for people who've been healed of cancer. One being my mother. So I know he's a healer. He's healed my body. So get up, testify, speak of the goodness and the goodness of the Most High in life. Let somebody else hear it. Maybe somebody else sick can grab a hold of your faith and be healed as well.
Praise God. And Pastor, if you will, some final thoughts.
My final thoughts would be, and hopefully we can get back together and fellowship a little bit more. This is it's always a time for prayer. And I strongly urge for everyone to come out of religion and seek the face of the Most High. Religion has done nothing but brought confusion. Come out. He told Israel, he said, come out and be ye separate. We must come out of this Babylonian system financially. We got to come out mentally. We got to come out spiritually. Come out and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Now, it's going to take some time if the Lord don't deliver you immediately, but you need to get on your face, seek the Most High, renounce and denounce whatever religion you may have been brought up in. It is not of God. God never created a Catholic. He never created a Christian. He never created a Lutheran, a Mormon, a Baptist, a Pentecostal. That's everything that came out of Europe. You better get back to the God of Africa, your Congo, Yahweh. He's coming back for his people. We can see the signs and the seasons that we're in right now. The world is in an uproar. The 400 year of captivity is over, as prophesied in Genesis, the 15th chapter to Father Abraham. This is praying time. This is repentance time. The last thing I want to leave you with, I'm going to be teaching on this Shabbat. Repentance, teshuvah. That word shuv, it means to turn. And the Hebrew is to turn, burn down the house, and never go back. Repent, Israel. And if you're a Gentile, repent and call on the name of the Lord, and you too can be saved.
And folks, you have been listening to Pastor Kenny Lunkins of the Yahweh House of Prayer in Fort Lauderdale. And I thank you so much, Pastor.
Hey, my pleasure. Be blessed.
The shows on this radio network are underwritten by Bible Ball and BibleBall.org, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Bible Ball is better ball. Everybody, it's Roy. Tell a friend to text a friend that this year, the 4th of July is going to new heights. With Man Up, Let's Elevate. Hosted by yours truly, Man Up, Let's Elevate was created by broadcaster and recording artist Ollie Collins III and will be simulcast on Ollie III's Inspiration 97 FM in Mississippi and JazzJoinRoy.com's New York Global Radio, Christian Global Radio JJNR, and many more. Appearing on the 4th of July in inaugural episode will be permanent guest Ollie Collins III, who has brought you JazzJoinRoy.com musical experiences like You Were There. It's because you were there. And Making a Way.
Making a way, making a way for me. Making a way over and over again.
Brother Ralph has fallen ill and will not be able to be with us for this special. Please bow your heads in silence with me in prayer for Brother Ralph. Tune in to meet our special surprise guest. And look out, it's Dr. Alvin McKinney, the Prime Minister of Joyful Jazz. You betcha. The Prime Minister of Joyful Jazz, Dr. Alvin McKinney. Who's dot your I's and cross your T's with God has been on JazzJoinRoy.com for nearly two decades. And whose soul-seeking rendition of Amazing Grace featuring Deborah Mann Thomas has YouTube sounding better than ever. Don't miss Man Up, Let's Elevate, created by Ollie Collins III, Friday the 4th of July at 7 p.m. Eastern on JazzJoyAndRoy.com. Get it straight. Man Up, Let's Elevate. Then on Friday, July 18th, it's singer MJ Hill.
Don't give the devil crown. Don't give the devil crown. Don't give the devil crown.
Yes, MJ Hill, that voice of strength, soul, and inspiration from Holland, heard on most of the stations on the Jazz, Joy, and Roy Global Radio Network. MJ Hill, she will be my guest along with her sister Ket Hill on Woman Up, Let's Elevate. An exclusive JazzJoyAndRoy.com broadcast. So let's get it straight. Man Up on the 4th of July. Woman Up, Friday, July 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern. See JazzJoyAndRoy.com today for the official countdown to broadcast time. Man Up, Woman Up, Let's Elevate on JazzJoyAndRoy.com. Making the Mad and Sad Glad and the Glad Gladder. Christian Global Radio JJ and R.